P.E.
Another Chi-Town banger. I know you're testing me. 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 You know I do it live when I roll. You know I keep your mind in the zone. You know you tell your friends when you go. See, you know I keep it tight, girl. I'm working every day anyway. And give it to you anytime you say, yeah. I'm carrying the weight of it all. I'm trying to do it right, girl. See, I know, I know, yeah. I know you're testing me. 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 I know you're testing me.
I know you're testing me.
I know you're testing me.
I know you're testing me.
They see me in the streets every day. They say he used to be on his way. His mama had a lot of wishes too. Now what's she gonna do now? See, I'm gonna live the only way I can. Follow my plan, believe it. Make my millions easy. I've been on this road for a while. Way before you came in, came in. Way before you started blaming me for everything. Doing dirty deeds with a smile. We used to have all the fun, girl. And we would even watch the sun, girl, together. I know you're testing me. I know you're testing me. I know you're testing me. I know you're testing me.
I know you're testing me.
Come on, keyboard.
From R&B star Glenn Lewis. That's Testing Me. And it was produced by Questlove and The Roots, which we played earlier on the show. The album that was on was called The Way of the World. And it was nominated for a Grammy and also won Lewis the Juno Award for Best R&B Recording of the Year. Out of a total of 6 nominations, that's not too bad. Before that, oh, Jack Soul, love it. Can't Stop from 2000 and the album Sleepless. What a beauty that was. It also was a Juno Award-winning album. Hayden Neal is dearly missed. He was such a kind, loving gentleman and talented singer-songwriter who passed away much too early in his life. I remember always hanging out with him. He was so supportive of my work, so really love playing his stuff on the show. All right, here we go. Here's something from a legendary artist and a hero to so many. From the album Unsung Heroes, actually, here is One Turn Deserves Another. This is Susan Aglukkaq. She's the first Inuk artist to ever win 3 Junos. She's got the Governor General Performing Arts Award and Lifetime Artistic Achievement Award. And she's also an officer of the Order of Canada and holds several honorary doctorate degrees. Here she is with One Turn Deserves Another. There's nothing else to say about it. It's beautiful. Susan Aglukkaq on the jukebox.
Makes reaction linked so
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Music from that little band from Kingston that could and would. It's the Tragically Hip with My Music at Work. And yeah, that's turning 25 years old as well. And one of my favorite songs by the Hip, actually. It was when that video came out. I think it was directed by one of the kids in the hall. I just thought, you know, these guys, they can't be stopped. Poets, that was a huge time for the Hip. And I loved watching the documentary on them. It was amazing. His brother, Mike Downey, Gord's brother, that is, put together a three-part series that just is so inspiring and heartfelt, spanning their entire legacy and career. So check that out if you haven't. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. Music coming up from Vern Chichu, who is a Cree folk and country singer and a two-time Juno Award nominee for Best Aboriginal Recording. Something from his album, Touch the Earth and Skies, coming up on the show. Faded is also coming up on the show from Soul Decision, a group that was active from like 1993, I think, 94 to 2004, 2005. They were a Canadian pop band, and we're going to play their big hit, Faded, from their album, No One Does It Better. But before that, let's hear something from Great Britain. Sonique is a British singer, musician, and DJ, and released an album in 2000 called Hear My Cry. And here is a song from that album. It's called It Feels So Good, right here on the Jukebox.
You always make me smile when I'm feeling down. You give me such a vibe, I's totally bona fide.
Get it on. I'm kinda faded, but I feel alright. don't let deal what's stated. You step like my steeds, the way we conversated. Just another day around the way. You and me up close for everything okay. Cause I'm not like the rest. Indecision with the best. Thrust for my full court press. Just because they hate it. How's it go? Ha, y'all my fate.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yahweh, hey, 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 hey,
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. If the cheerful melody of the eastern bluebird doesn't bring a smile to your face, perhaps its striking color and skillful acrobatics will brighten your day. Males are swathed in sapphire blue feathers with a rufous breast and white belly. The females wear demure shades of the same colors. Look for them along country roads, city parks, and other open woodlands with plenty of grassy patches where they can hunt for insects. These birds can spot a snack from 60 feet away before swooping down to pounce on their prey. Bluebirds build their nests in cavities, like hollow trees and old woodpecker holes. In the early 20th century, eastern bluebird populations were on the decline as invasive house sparrows and European starlings took over available nesting sites. So backyard birders and conservation groups began putting up nest boxes and constructing bluebird trails to help restore their breeding habitat. Thanks in large part to this community-led advocacy, eastern bluebirds are now thriving. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Today's show is in memory of Bud Ayler, whose trail of nest boxes helped bring eastern bluebirds back to southwest Iowa.